Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 19th of May 2025. Let's talk today about the people you surround yourself with. And there are two kind of aspects of that I want to look at. If you were listening last week when I was talking about making every day a school day, about never ending your learning, and I told you I was re-listening to an old Brian Tracy library, it's like 17 hours of just amazing audio from a few decades ago. And one of the aspects of that that Brian Tracy talks about, and you'll have heard this before, is that you are the sum total of the small number of people you spend the most time with. So if you surround yourself and spend the most time with positive, open-minded, big thinkers who are already successful, and remember my definition of success is you have enough time and money to do the things you want to do with your life. So if you're surrounded by those people, guess what? You become one of those people, right? Because your influence, the thing that surrounds you the most, is a positive kind of, you know, moving forward towards something better. And conversely, if you spend your time with negative people who whinge and moan and complain and believe that they're never going to be able to improve and they're stuck and they don't like things, guess what? That's what you're programming your brain with. So that's the kind of the first aspect of it. And you have to be very aware of who those people are. I made a decision 10 something years ago to get rid of some friends. I fired some friends. And you might listen to that and think, that's brutal. But it's not at all. They were the wrong friends. They were, although some of them were quite successful in their careers, they were very negative. In fact, I fired a friend recently. She's been a friend for 20 odd years. And the last two, three times I've met up with her, I just found her very negative. And all she talked about was the bad things in her life. And until she can fix that, I tried talking to her about it and she wasn't listening. So until she can fix that, as far as I'm concerned, I don't want her as a friend anymore. I want to sit down with friends that are going through bad times, but are inspired by them. You know, see the positives. There's always something positive in every bad situation. So if you're sat with your technicians all day, every day in an office, and they're negative and they're just down, you've got to be very careful, because when we talk about the people you surround yourself with most, that's not just your spouse, that's not just your best friends, it's your staff as much as anything, because you are surrounded by your staff. And if you sit in an office every day surrounded by staff, that's going to have an impact on you. The other side then of this is not just the people you surround yourself with, but the people that you trust to help you grow your business. So your service desk manager, your salesperson, if you've got one, your marketing person, all of the people in kind of like what I like to think of as business infrastructure. So whether you call that your management team or whether actually you're doing the heavy lifting yourself, but you've got other people to help you, you need to have the right people. And partly that's about mindset, partly that's about ability, partly it's about their ability to be trained up, or the way they think or the way they talk. All of these people need to share the same attributes. They've got to be positive people who want something. They're hungry. They want to get better. They want to get better, and they know the business is going to get better at the same time. The people you surround yourself with are so, so important. And yet I see so many, not just MSPs, but so many people who surround themselves with the wrong people. They know they're the wrong people, or they've got the wrong people on their team, but they do nothing about it. It's okay to fire a friend. And obviously you don't physically tell them they've been fired. You just distance yourself slightly from them. It's okay to fire a member of your team if they've got a bad attitude or a bad mindset. And it's not just a blip, it's a long-term thing. Just as it's the same way, it's okay to fire a client if that client is overly negative and the mood in your office just goes down when their name comes up on the phone. Get rid of that client. Someone better will come along. Get rid of that member of staff. Someone better will come along. And certainly get rid of that friend. I promise you, when you create gaps in this way, and this might sound a bit hippie, but I do believe this, the universe, the energy that binds us all together, it sees that there's a gap, it sees what you're looking for. You're looking for more positive people who can help you get where you need to get, and that's what it will send you. Now, if you want to discuss this with me, don't forget I do a drop-in marketing clinic most Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm going to be doing it tomorrow. I'm definitely doing it this Thursday as well. The details are in the portal. So if you go to portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. You can see all of the clinics coming up for the next couple of weeks, and the Zoom link is there for you to join me as well. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.